Hello, and thanks for listening to the Ordinary Philosophy Podcast. Here, you can listen to interviews and audio renditions of pieces published at Ordinary Philosophy's website, dedicated to philosophy in the public square and the history of ideas that change the world. For more about Ordinary Philosophy and to discover the sources and inspiration for each piece, please visit ordinaryphilosophy.com. Ordinary Philosophy's website and podcast are independent and ad-free, and depend on support from patrons and listeners like you. To find out more about how you can contribute to Ordinary Philosophy, please visit the Subscribe, Submit, and Support page today. And if you enjoy what you read and hear at Ordinary Philosophy, please share with those you believe will enjoy it too, and take a moment to rate and review this podcast on iTunes. I'm Amy Cools, creator and editor of Ordinary Philosophy. Episode 66, Nature's Clocks. I see lines and dots. My face and body are sprinkled with freckles and bumps and moles and little spots, red and brown, with new ones popping up all the time. I see scattered patches of rough skin where innumerable sunburns killed its ability to heal itself gracefully. The surface of my face and body is not so smooth as it once was, with lines and little ripples appearing unexpectedly and with increasing regularity. My lips are a little less full than they were before, and there's thickening around my face and body in different places than where the baby fat used to be, and of a different texture. There's a country song I love with a line that goes, "I look in the mirror in total surprise at the hair on my shoulders, the age in my eyes." This doesn't all apply to me. I keep my hair bobbed and it looks much the same as it always has. It's still brown, and if there's any silver, it's in fine threads hidden amongst the darker ones, and doesn't show. My eyes are still wide and wonder right back at me when I look at myself in the mirror, though there's much more crinkliness around them than before. When I first noticed the signs of aging that have appeared so far, I was startled, disconcerted, and upset. I'm not nearly as immune to vanity as I'd like. But now, the process has become a familiar one, and while not exactly welcome, I'm reconciled to it, at least for the moment. Though some would still call me young, I'm clearly fully a woman, though there's much more than a bit of girlishness left in my personality. I still have lots of energy and have the great fortune to enjoy good health, for which I'm very grateful. Like a clock, these bodily lines and dots are accompanied by a tick-tock, tick-tock. For some, the lateness of the hour they reveal tells them it's time to get married or have a first baby if they haven't yet, or that it's time to make their first appointment with an esthetician or a cosmetic dermatologist. For others, like me, they say, it's time to pursue those dreams yet unrealized. Get cracking on those projects. Accomplish more. Go out and see more of that great big world. Girl no longer a girl. Hurry up. Okay, I'm up. Time to get a move on. Well, thanks, lines and dots. You really do come in handy sometimes by driving me to do so many things and go so many places I'll always be glad of. But do you really have to be so unrelenting? As always, thank you for listening.